Don't gamble with your future.
Log Talk Radio.
Ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan. I used to run over offensive lines and sack quarterbacks, so I know how important it is to be able to breathe well. But for the millions of people living with COPD, catching a breath is a real struggle. COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is also known as chronic bronchitis or emphysema. Over time, it makes you feel like you're breathing through a straw. COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. It kills one person every 4 minutes, and it took my uncle. An estimated 24 million Americans may be affected, but as many as half of them don't even know it. We have to beat the clock to spread the word about this serious disease. If you're 35 or older and have ever smoked, you might be at risk, but there are steps you can take to improve your symptoms. I'm Michael Strahan, and I drive for COPD. Join the movement at driveforcopd.com. Take our five-question screener and talk to your doctor.
Just a minute, Jake. I need to talk to you.
I don't have time now. I gotta go.
Jake! Wait, Jake!
Staying connected with your kids is tough. As a parent, you need to do whatever it takes, and the Boys Town National Hotline can help.
Come on,
what's
Jake,
the holdup?
Let's go. I can't believe it. My dad just texted me. He knows how to text. Better see what he wants.
From parenting questions to a family crisis, let the Boys Town National Hotline help you connect with your kids. Call 1-800-448-3000 or visit parenting.org today.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
On the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers that are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mac and Kevin King, right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Join us for music interviews from around the country from various artists in the music industry. You'll hear new artists and old artists with new releases. Find out how it all began in blues, soul, and classic rock. Now today's edition of the East Coast Music Scene.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the East Coast Music Scene. Heard here live at 1470 a.m. every Thursday at 2 o'clock. Welcome to the East Coast Music Scene, as I was saying, on 1470 a.m. Heard here every Thursday at 2 o'clock. There's a lot going on here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. You can tune in every weekday at 2 to 3, also in the evenings at 10 o'clock. And Saturday, you can listen to the Sci-Fi Show, and on Sundays, 7 to midnight, Rockers in Recovery. Just wanted to make some announcements about Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery is about to start a new page, a social networking page. It is amazing. I saw the platform yesterday. So please, all our listeners with Rockers in Recovery, get there tomorrow and start signing up. You'll be amazed what you're going to see. And I'm just going to leave that for your eyes. But here at East Coast Music Scene, we also like to talk about some events that are going on. And I just wanted to go over a little bit of the summer happenings that are going on in the East Coast this year with some of the festivals before we get started with our interview today. Of course, we have a big one at Bonnaroo in Tennessee, June 9th to the 12th. Such featured artists will be Eminem, Buffalo Springfield, Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, The Strokes, Dr. John, and Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. It's a three-day event. Also in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Dave Matthews Caravan. There will be many bands there, The Flaming Lips, Dr. Dog. There'll be 30 bands total, and they're expecting a crowd of about 75,000 paid in attendance, which will be great for the Atlantic City area. And, of course, every year, Lollapalooza in Grant Park from August 5th to the 7th. You got to wait till April 26th to get the details of who's going to be there. and just the regular shows that are going on. This Saturday at the Atlantic City Convention Center, since we had the Hooters on the other day, they'll be opening up for Bob Seger at the Atlantic City Convention Center this Saturday. Some of the other concerts this summer will be U2, Red Hot Chili Peppers, R&M, Rush, Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, and many more. Coldplay, Linkin Park, it goes on and on. Of course, some of the events that we're going to be involved in with Rockers in Recovery. Coming up, we have Sober Stock, May 21st, in Philadelphia at the TD Amphitheater. It's actually in Bent Sound, a little north of Philadelphia. And, of course, we have the First Step Music Fest that will be done here at Memorial Day with Richie Supa and Ricky Bird and Keep Coming Back Band, Rhetoric, and some other special guests that, of course, John is compiling. And, of course, one of our hosts of the show, Bubba Mack, has the Ocean City Boardwalk Blues Fest that we're going to talk about at the end of the show. But to get started, we're going to bring on our guest today. Our guest is Terry Showers. And Terry has won awards at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. She won the Rookie of the Year, I believe, in 1997. She also is just, she's an amazing voice that you're going to hear, and we're going to instruct you where to go and to find Terry's music. She also has had the pleasure of performing for the Queen of England as well as the President of the United States. Not too shabby. So we're going to get right on there with Bubba and Terry. Are you guys there, right?
We're right here.
Oh, right. Good. All right. Fire away, Bubba.
How you doing, Kevin?
Wonderful. Great day in Florida.
Yeah, well, we have actually sunshine for a change.
Beautiful.
And pretty much I have my top down. Gary and I rode around this afternoon with a top down. That's pretty good stuff.
Man, I can just see that hair breezing. I can see the hair breezing through Ocean City now.
Yeah, there we were. Can you hear Terry all right?
Terry, can I hear you, please?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, there's Terry. We got her. Everything sounds good, Bubba. Everything sounds
good. Okay, good. Yeah, I this is a pleasure for me to be able to interview and talk with people that I've worked with for years. At Dave Chief last week, and then Nick Bocelli or Nick Richards the week before, and they're all kind of go together and put one way or another then have to do with my own musical journey, if you will. Terry and I go back to the early days of the Bubba Mack Blues Band, or the days before the Bubba Mack Blues Band.
Yes.
And we still work together in the Bubba Mack Blues Band. But I think her background is fascinating. It might explain when you hear her singing some of her her style, and obviously it'll be clear why I was so happy to have her join our band or help us create the band. Is what I like it. Terry, when did you actually get started with all your musicals?
I started singing very young, around the age of 4 or 5, with my choir at the church. My grandmother was a minister of music at Macedonia United Methodist Church. And just like most singers, I started then, right there in the junior choir.
It's always interesting to me when we first met. One of the things we also developed or worked with Terry on was a gospel brunch at my old restaurant, which was it's a fascinating process to watch the gospel group sing.
Oh yeah.
The quality of harmonies and the ability to sing just interactively is really special. I think it reflects somewhat of the blues.
Yes.
And the way they play music as well.
Especially the call and response. I think the Bubba Mack Blues Band lots of times captures a lot of those gospel call and response things that we do back and forth between you and I. I think they kind of mirror one another, and are good.
Well, that's what makes it actually, it kind of brings it to life and makes it a lot of fun, and the audience can get into it, and I guess that's also true of gospel music and in the church. It's much more interactive than my Episcopal upbringing.
Oh, yes, sir.
it's just something. It's great. I love to go to that. Churches that have gospel, because it's just quite a nice experience. I guess the thing that always surprises me is how people's careers kind of evolve. What got you into from the church to the stage on the commercial side of things?
I guess really I started singing secular music in high school when I upset my grandmother quite a great deal when I started singing with a group called the Young Entertainers. And I was about 15 years old, and of course I was never really allowed to listen to secular music, but I somehow found out they were having auditions for this group and got to the audition myself without my parental consent. And a man by the name of Tom Williams was running the group at the time from Ocean City, and he heard me sing, and he was so impressed that he wanted to put me on the squad right then. But he had to convince my grandmother first, and that was, as always, an adventure.
Sure.
That was an adventure for him trying to convince my grandmother to let me sing something other than gospel music. But he finally did, and I was able to travel with the Young Entertainers pretty much around the country singing shows with other young people for schools. And that's what started. You know, I cut my eye teeth, I always say, of performing with the Young Entertainers. I was able to learn how to grasp an audience and catch their attention and make sure that they, you know, were with me for the whole song and really develop as an artist there. After that, I went and sang at the Apollo, and I won the Apollo 8 times and became the Apollo Rookie of the Year, I believe in 1996 or 1997. And then I went on the Apollo World Tour where I sang for the Queen of England. And that was, of course, amazing. You know, you go to the Apollo and you're scared to death because you're, first of all, you're from New Jersey. You're not from New York. And if you're not from New York, they always tell you you're not going to win anyway. So I'll never forget it. I started singing behind the stage, so they didn't see me. So I was doing Aretha Franklin's Respect. So I started just wailing from the back and didn't even come out. So by the time that I came out, the crowd had gotten to a muster, didn't know who this was singing. And then when I walked out onto the stage, it erupted. And somehow that worked for me, and I somehow won the Apollo that night. I guess the stars aligned, or the good Lord was watching out for me, and I won the Apollo that night. And I continued to win, 8 weeks in a row, and then they retired me and took me on tour with them. So it was quite the undertaking.
Yeah. Was that intentional that you started behind the stage? And
yes.
That's very clever.
Yes.
I
figured if I started singing from behind the stage and I could get them riled up,
right,
then when I walked up, they wouldn't care where I was from. And they found out that I was from Jersey, they wouldn't boo me. If they heard that I could sing before I got out there, before they could find out I was from New Jersey, then I figured that I could get them.
Well, I remember another story you told me about one of the tours that you did, and people throw, it's like the classic where you have the wire screen.
That was before the Apollo. Oh my Lord, we were singing behind chicken wire, honey. That was a mess. They were throwing beer bottles at us, and that was my first real ugly experience singing in a bar long before I should have, way before I should have been singing at a bar at 14 or 15 years old. And these people were just not, they thought we were a country band coming
the
in, and then here comes the blues and R&B and something else, and they did not want to hear that evening.
That's funny. Well, that reminds me of seeing in the Blues Brothers movie.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
It looked like that. And I was not Aretha Franklin with the pink sink slipper going. It was a mess. It was a hot mess. It was a hot mess. But it was a learning experience. Everything you have to learn from.
Well, I think that's what's so important is the. I've never seen you get frazzled on stage. We've been on stage together now for 12, 13 years.
More than
that. Yeah, there's more than 15, that.
15, 16, almost 20 years now, Buzz.
Time flies when you're getting younger.
Yeah, we were both skinny back then when we met, right?
Well, it's called prosperity.
Yes.
Kevin, we ready to take a break, or should we just keep
Yeah, this is a good time for a break. If you're listening to us live, you've been listening to us at 1470 AM. Of course, this is the East Coast music scene. You can also listen to us on all of our streamers, and you also can listen to all of our archive shows at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mack and Kevin King, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Now back to today's show.
Just like he do.
Welcome back to the East Coast music scene. Heard here live every Thursday at 2 o'clock, as well as on all of our streamers. And, of course, you've been listening to Terry Showers. That's a cut called My Man off of one of Bubba's albums. And you can just go and Google Bubba Mack and check out his websites and check out his songs along with some of Terry's music. And we're going to go right back to the interview.
That's one of my favorite songs, My Man, that Terry does. Before we go into some more things, I'd like Terry to just talk a little bit about her experience with the Apollo touring group. Because that was quite an opportunity, and yet you still came home.
I did. It was a world tour. We were set to hit England, France, Germany, and then go out to Japan. It was a 6 to 8 month tour, and I did about a month and a half before I started missing my kids, and it was just grueling, you know. The level of sleep that I was getting, I was just not used to not getting sleep. You would go from one town, you'd finish up around 2 a.m. at a club, and you'd get in the trucks and you travel all night and you wouldn't get any sleep, and then you'd have to sing at the next pub, or as they call them over in England, the little pub, you know, and you'd have to do an interview in the morning, and then you'd have to do a radio show, something similar to this, and then you'd have to sing that night. So I think I went probably the longest was about 36 hours with almost no sleep, and then I went up to sing one night. I don't know if I was laughing or crying and laughing. It was just too grueling for me. I decided that it'd be better to come home and take care of my kids and continue. But, you know, we all stopped as friends, and actually the young lady who took my place, and she does big things now, and she's doing her thing, and she's still with the Apollo, in fact, the young lady, so.
So we got to go up and see her one of these days. It'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah. It really
will. And her coming home was good for me. I wouldn't have met Terry Showers if it wasn't for the fact that she wanted to be home in Ocean City, where, you know, we're a small town. And, you know, it's nice and peaceful around here most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she came home and we were hosting a, which is not unusual, community-based fundraiser for some folks who had lost, actually, down in
Honduras,
doing some, I guess, missionary work. And they were killed, well, in memory of how, or a plane crash, something like that. And so I'm fairly new to Ocean City, and I'm walking through the football field, and there's a big event going on, and I hear somebody singing, and it was kind of amazing to me, because I don't think I'd ever heard anybody that could sing like Terry outside with a microphone, singing a song that was, at the moment, was powerful because it was Amazing Grace, and it just the kind of the mood of the day, and the whole place just kind of glazed over listening to you. I'll never forget it, and I was with my wife. And I said, you know, I don't know how, but I got to figure out how to get to know this city and start a band. I never thought I'd start a band before, but there we stood in Ocean City, New Jersey. And I went up and introduced myself, and here we sit now. It's almost 15 years later.
15 years later, yeah, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It was one of those moments where you meet somebody and you know, why this seems to go together. And I said, well, maybe I'll hire her to give my kids music classes.
Yeah, that was funny.
I didn't want her to get away.
That was funny. It was a good time.
And then we talked some more, and gradually, I guess, by the end of the summer, we had, I guess, what you would call a garage band. And
right.
Every year we had a talent show at my beach house in order to, so I would have somewhere to perform. I wasn't a professional musician at the time, to say the least. So we had we put together a band for the talent show. And of course, we always won the talent show because my mother was a judge. And wrote some songs.
Yep.
And kind of adopted Jimmy Reed as a lot of our songs because a friend of mine in guy named the Rooster, who I'll have on the show, not too far out from New Orleans. He had a certain style that we thought we'd kind of adopt, and we had the gospel background there, yeah. And we had a fellow named Richie Baker, who's still with us, who was more rock and roll. And then we have, as Kevin, you know, we have the influence here on the doo-wop kind of background in the Philadelphia area, and some of the other influences are the Mummers, who are a little bit like a Dixieland sound. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to our music, you might hear some of that. It's just like listening to flip-flops. You come in with that a lot of times, and it's harmony, it's happy, and it's also I guess harmony is probably the most significant part of what we do with us.
Yes.
Bubba Mac.
Yes. The three of us, we've been singing together a long time, me, you, and Richie, so
right.
It's almost seamless now. You know, we all just know where to go. We just go in our spots pretty much with ease.
It's pretty special when you can get up on. Normally the songs and the are completed that way. We get up and start singing, like Terry wrote My Man and several other songs, like Mr. Runaround Town, which is on one of the CDs. And then as she's singing it for the first time, the band's kind of adjusting to it. But it's based on what she's singing, not what the band's playing. So they're going to follow her. And then all of a sudden, we'll say, well, it needs something here to, as a kind of a stellar a hook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of hooks.
Just call him Captain Hook.
Call him Captain Hook. So we'll put in, you know, the harmony, which is typically where the hooks come from, and Mr. Runaround Town, which is a classic. It kind of comes in with some almost doo-wop-like harmony.
Didn't you steal
him
from Runaround Town?
Yeah, kind of. You know, we borrowed.
I apologize.
Really great artist. It's an honor. You know, we're thanking them for it. We don't take it directly, but you know, you take techniques. run. That's pretty close. So that's kind of, you know, it's a process. It's a lot of fun because I remember one song we were doing together was the Get It Up One More Time.
Oh, yeah.
And it had nothing to it until I started singing it. And then all of a sudden, the band came in with the hook, and in perfect harmony. I'll never forget that. It's like, you know, watching the movies that you'll see. Ray Charles had his story, and it was always, he'd be singing. Next thing you know, his whole band be singing with him
mm-hmm.
when he was composing.
Right.
And that's the way that we got. I mean, we're not Ray Charles, but we're not bad.
No.
And, you know, we got some really seriously good music that we put together. And
mm-hmm.
the creative process is not something that you're sitting down with the tablature and the notepad. We got lyrics. I mean, you have books of lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and so do I. And all of a sudden, you get up there, and you've had a lyric maybe for a couple of years, but you didn't really have the tune in your head.
Right.
And then something hits you. And then we put it out to the band, and the band's been around a long time as well. Lou London, who's in our band, he sings with us too and can do the harmonies, but more importantly, he can do the arrangements as we go for the musicians and for the rest of the band. And the band's typically too big for most blues bands.
Oh, yeah.
More of a blues orchestra.
Another big. He goes big or he goes home.
you know, you have to learn how to respect other people's space, so to speak. And that's what they're following in our band. It is a large band. But all of a sudden it comes from a thought in the lyric to something with a lot of music, and then harmony, and then you refine it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in the neat part, and that's what I love so much about being in the music business, because it's yours. You know, you might have, we do one song that's clearly similar to Green Onion.
Purely,
similar because of, you know, that's a very unique track, and it, of course, it didn't have words. Now we ours is called Vidalia, and it's kind of a, you know, a takeoff on that song, and it's fun to watch that kind of song come along too, because people recognize the beat. I mean, Jimmy Reed had his own beat too, but nothing as specific as
right.
The Green Onion track. But you know, there's only so many things you can do with music, and then the way you put it together, I guess, is the way I look at the creative process. I mean, the vocal and the melody. And then the harmonies, and it makes it something new and something special.
All right. But we're going to take a break here. We're at the half hour. If you've been listening to us, you're listening to the East Coast music scene. Today, Bubba is interviewing Terry Showers. You can hear us every Thursday at 2 o'clock, as well as on all of our streamers. You can also download all of our archives. Episodes at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Tuba of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com. You are listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mack and Kevin King, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Now back to today's show.
Really gone.
All right. Welcome back to the East Coast Music Scene. Heard here live every Thursday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on 1470 AM. And, of course, that's a cut, a B.B. King classic, The Thrill Is Gone, featuring Terry Showers on vocals. Before we get back to the interview, I just want to talk about some upcoming events that we got going here that Rockers in Recovery is working with, and I know that John will be at these events, and the one, of course, he's producing. But the one May 21st is Sober Stock. That's in the Philadelphia area at the TD Amphitheater. Go to our websites and find information about Sober Stock and find it at Holistic Lifestyles Radio, as well as Rockers in Recovery. And also, of course, the Memorial Day concert at First Step Sober House with Richie Supa, Ricky Bird, Rhetoric. Keep coming back. It's going to be a great day. Free. It is a free concert and free food. So please mark down Memorial Day weekend and stop down and see us at the First Step Sober House. All right, we got Terry Showers' interview still going on with Bubba. Bubba, let's go back to Terry.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, we were talking about the kind of the process that we go through to create some of our music, which is primarily original music for Bubba Mack's band. We all take a crack at different songs, and Terry had a few comments on the process I'd like to share with us.
I was just saying that there are few people who are as bold as Bubba is. When it comes to his writing, he's not scared, like you said, to take a classic like Green Onions and just turn it into something else. And there's very few people in the world who would dare mess with a classic like that. But, you know, Bubba is one of those people who is just bold, and when he likes something, he likes it, and when he wants to do it, he wants to do it, and he just goes forward with both with guns ablazing, you know, both barrels on it, and he usually just knocks it out the box. And it's just one of the things that I admire about him as a songwriter, how he's just not afraid to take on classics. And it's just it's not something that I would even do. And
one of the other things we do, and I think, you know, that's impressive to me, is we just listen to Thrill Is Gone. And that's not the way B.B. King does it. And we pick certain songs that we can make special arrangements for and bring out special talents of our band members. And that's a good example. You're used to a B.B. King version, and that's a very different... It's a guitar song. When Terry does it, it's a vocal. And it's a big vocal. And you don't easily hear somebody take that song where she does. It's like I was working on a song the other day, Wild Horses. I threw it away after I heard Terry sing it last. I could do a little Mick Jagger impersonation, but I can't impersonate Terry when she does it. It's a whole different song. I mean, it's just up here somewhere, much higher up in the sky. So we try to do that as well. You know,
yeah.
Take the songs and work them.
We try to make them our own. I mean, if we're going to do a classic, if I'm going to do a rock classic like Wild Horses, I'm not going to try to do it like Mick Jagger. I'm just going to, you know, turn it inside out and just make it a Terry Towers classic if it's possible.
Yeah. give me one more reason. I always say, and here's an enhanced version, and I'm not really cracking on the people that did it before. We just had more time to work on it, take a different track at it. It's really kind of fascinating. It's not a whole lot different than what you see often right now on something like American Idol, where they take songs and they're all covers, but sometimes it's hard to tell because they get graded on effectively, evaluated based on how much more they can add to a certain song, and that's what we've been doing with a lot of stuff over the years. I think the other thing that needs to comment on is where Terry actually works on a daily basis. Let's talk about Bold. I have a wife who didn't like our high school down here, so she decided to start a new one. And she's not an educator. She's just a worker, hard worker. And she helped the area create a performing arts charter school. And Terry works there with the kids and on the vocal department. And Lou Lemon, who works with us, our guitar player, works there as well. And Terry, comment on that, because it's such a special thing to go work with kids.
Oh, yeah.
In your own profession.
That's probably the greatest part of my career that I could even talk about, because when you're able to, you know, put a hand back and really help children and teach children how to sing, how to deliver a song, to make it more meaningful. These are the things that are going to last a lot longer than, you know, myself or even you, you know. But working at Charter Tech is so fulfilling. It is the most fulfilling thing, other than motherhood myself, that I could do. It's a wonderful place, truly. I wish we had this high school when I was growing up. It's a comprehensive high school that focuses on the arts, and you just don't get that very often in this area or any other area. It's just wonderful. It really is.
It's interesting. I was watching, I think it was the Today Show the other day, Kevin, and they had a special on a charter school in Florida that was performing arts. And this school is something where, you know, kids, if they want to be in radio or television, they can go for that reason. If they want to be a vocalist, they can go for that reason. Or a dancer. My daughter graduated in dance, you know. She also got a great education, academic education. It's not like you take one thing versus another, but you're
right.
Happier.
Yeah, you're much happier because you're doing what you love to do, and it kind of encompasses all of those things together for you. And it's like I said, it's a place of wonder. It's just a wonderful place for children to learn, because they're learning what they love, and in doing what they love, they get to learn math and English and geometry and all of those wonderful subjects, and history and sociology, and it's just, you have to kind of go there. You kind of have to come and see it for your own two eyes. I couldn't find enough words to come up with right now to tell you how wonderful a place it is.
Well, I've been just able to experience it in a different way. I was as much of a student, that's an understatement. And in high school, I mean, I just didn't want to go. I didn't like it. But we did a program with Charter Tech, and because of my wife's involvement, Terry and Lou, I've been much more involved with that type of program than I ever would have been otherwise. We had to work a special program at the House of Blues.
Right. Cool.
Now, to be able to work with some adults like myself, with professional musicians and Terry and Lou together with kids, and put on a special show, I guess that was every month. For the kids in the whole area.
3-4 times a week.
Yeah. It just went on and on. To explain that to them by demonstration, really, it's like a skit where we played the blues and brought, it wasn't just blues. Music.
The history of the blues.
History of the blues.
Yes.
And we played the music and went through this process up until from the beginning until now. And it was fantastic to be able to share that with so many people, and to see the way the kids can behave, the kids being in high school, is to be able to work with them. I think the message I would like to kind of make out of this whole thing for the audience is there's a lot more to music than just performing on stage.
There's a lot
more to career opportunities.
So much more.
And it's so hard to make a living just gigging. You know, it's almost impossible. Right? But there's a way that you can have a combination of things, whether it's teaching like Terry and Ludo, and also doing some gigs like working with our band and just working with the kids even separately from the school system itself. It's just very fulfilling. And I don't know. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you like music. This music does something for you, you know, other than just listening to it. It's very relaxing. It's very...
It soothes the soul.
Yeah.
It soothes the savage
soul. It does for me. And writing songs and singing songs and watching other people have the same opportunity.
It's amazing to watch the growth from year to year of kids that you've taught. Some of them, for me, were private students of mine that their parents sent them to Charter Tech, so they've been students of mine since they were little.
Yeah.
And then to watch their growth once they hit high school, and then to see them and help them go off to college for music, a lot of them, has just been an amazing thing to watch. And every year at graduation, I'm sitting there bawling because it's just so wonderful. I'm not crying because I'm sad that, of course, I'm sad that they're leaving, but that they're going off into the world to make more musicians and better teachers. And I have quite a few now that are going to school to become music teachers, and a lot of them are digging around. In fact, I just went to see two or three of my students. They were digging at the Black Cat, and former students. And I can't go anywhere. I've been there for 12 years, so if you count up how many students has, how many singers that is. That's a lot of singers over the years, and I see them all over the place. In fact, even all the way down to my son goes to school down in Salisbury, North Carolina, and I had children down there that I had taught 5 years before who were digging in a club down in Charlotte. So I went down to Charlotte to see them perform, and it's amazing. When I really sit back and I think about how many children I've taught, and it's crazy.
All right, well, if you're just joining us, you've been listening to Terry Showers with East Coast Music Scene, and we're going to go right to a break, listen to our sponsor's message, and please support our sponsors.
You'll be sorry someday.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus, three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877 877-999-8773.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com. You are listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mac and Kevin King, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the East Coast Music Scene. Heard here live every Thursday at 2 o'clock at 1470 a.m. You can also listen to us on all of our streamers and go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and listen to our archive shows. Just really once again wanted to remind everybody that Rockers in Recovery, the show that is on from 7 to midnight, is making a huge step into the future with a social media page that is phenomenal. I took a look last night at the platform. It should be up any day now, possibly tonight. And so I'm going to really challenge everybody to go to Rockers in Recovery, all of our fans that are at Rockers in Recovery that have already been following the show. John has taken it to a new level. There will also be all of our shows being played, as well as music being played 24 hours a day. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal undertaking that John has taken here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. So please join us there. Also, we want to talk about the Memorial Day concert at the First Step Sober House. Please come out with Richie Supa, Ricky Bird, Keep Coming Back Band. Oh, Johnny B and the Road Dogs. I forgot to talk about Johnny B and the Road Dogs. They'll be there. They'll also be backing up the band at the end, and also the band Rhetoric. So please come out. It is a free event in Pompano Beach, Florida, as well as free food. We're going to get right back on with Terry Showers to wrap up this interview with Bubba. Bubba, take it away.
Thanks, Kevin. As usual, it's been a pleasure having Terry on the show. I guess my question would be, Terry, what do you think the future holds for you and your music? Where do you
want
to go with it?
Well, you know, it's kind of like wherever you take me, Papa Smurf. just right now, before we get off the air, I just really want to thank you personally. You've been very good to me and my family, and you've always been there for me. You've helped shape my career. thus far, and I wouldn't put my career in too many people's hands. And you have been like a father to me, and certainly a dear friend. And there's nobody else that I would mess around with in the blues or anything else unless it was Bubba Mac. So let me just say that on the air right now. Other than gospel music, which is something that I still do, I still have a gospel choir at school and still sing gospel music myself. Other than whatever, you know, the good Lord sees fit to make me dabble in next. That's whatever he sends me, that's where I go. But when it comes to the blues and any other type of music, you know, wherever you're going, if you know, let me know. And I'll be sitting in the car next to you.
I'm pretty glad to hear that. We've had a great relationship. We've been working together for a long time. You know, you get to a point where this person is special, and you just have a great opportunity to keep working with somebody. It's just a special opportunity. We have harmony in our harmonies, you know?
That's right.
So it's the way I feel about the way we feel about life.
That's
so,
right.
It's a very nice thing.
We have been moseying along together for many years.
Yeah,
now.
We really have. And, you know, when we're talking about during the winter and the spring and fall, Terry's too busy to barely, you know, raise her head because of the school. But then we work together intensely over the summer every year, and I always look forward to that because we get a chance to work on our music together and, you know, keep the band going. Well, you know, we're a band that's been around for a while now. I used to think we're new. We're not new.
No, sir.
You know, we have to do one of these reunion tours or something. But we're having a good time still. And we have a lot of new material that we'll put out this summer. The end of the summer, we're going to have this music festival, Boardwalk Music Festival in Ocean City, our hometown. And, it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of that. Ocean City, for people that don't know, is a dry town. So it's not one of the, like the 12-step music festival, but it has similar feel to it because it's just about music. It's not a, normal concert type of activity.
We got 1 minute, Bubba.
How many?
We got to wrap up right now. Bubba, thank you so much, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you, Bubba. Ocean City Boardwalk Music Fest, Blues Fest in Ocean City, New Jersey. Just want to thank all of our guests for listening. Thanks so much, Terry.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. Tonight, please join Will Grayson tonight, where you got Gary McLean on, and he'll be on there talking about the Villanova Basketball Championship, and that'll be on tonight at 10 o'clock. So please join Angels Side by Side with Will Grayson. And from the East Coast music scene, for Bubba Mac and Kevin King, enjoy your day and keep on rocking.
Thank you for listening to the East Coast music scene. Bubba Mac and Kevin King on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Join us every week for the inside story on blues, soul, and classic rock. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I've been a good life, tall, and a success. That's all I need. Way to go to work.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems.
It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
Welcoming back to the Steve Cain Show, an old sponsor and old friend, Dr. Murray Beller, who for 6 years was part of the pain management team at Midway Medical. Today, Dr. Beller operates Belford Doctors Center, along with Alicia Cholito, MD, and massage therapist Carrie Border, the best in the business. They offer chiropractic care, non-invasive acupuncture, electrotherapy, and ultrasound. If you've had a sports or auto injury, if you have circulatory problems, tension or migraine, headaches, high blood pressure issues, call Dr. Murray Beller at Belford Doctors Center, where they take Medicare and most insurance. Call 954-766-4672. That's 954-766-4672, located 2 miles south of Commercial on the west side of University Drive, just behind Hooters.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Dr. Stein is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and board-certified pain specialist. He focuses on acute and chronic pain reduction and elimination, as well as circulatory dysfunction. Stay tuned to learn how Dr. Stein can incorporate neurotherapy, prolotherapy, detoxification, and nutrition in the process of eliminating pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. His offices are located at 6766 West Sunrise Boulevard, Suite 100 in Plantation. For an appointment, call 954-581-8585. That's 954-581-8585. Or contact Dr. Stein on the Internet by visiting his website at www.proloshot.com. That's proloshot.com. Your comments and questions are welcome during today's program. Call us toll-free, 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. And now, here's Dr. Alvin Stein.
Good morning and welcome to today's show. We are here on April 12th, 2011. It is 11:03 in the morning, and if you're listening to this show at 11:03 in the morning on April 12th, Tuesday morning, this is live in the studio. The telephone number to join us on the air is 888-565-1470, 888-565-1470. The telephone number in the office is 954-581-8585. That's 954-581-8585.